We'll move to item number 12, bighorn sheep hunting. I know we're going to have some information by Andrew Norton, who is with us in person today.
So, Madam Chair.
Oh, yes.
Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. I do want to give you a very quick and brief update related to bighorn sheep, and then Andrew can kick me out of the chair and take over with the details of the action sheets. It's always troubling and honestly discouraging to come in front of you to give you bad news, but they gave me the short straw, and I'm going to give you the bad news today as it relates to bighorn sheep. Maybe not to huge surprise to you and many of the listeners listening in today, one of our biggest challenges with bighorn sheep management is dealing with pneumonia. And we have been dealing with this in South Dakota. Other state agencies have dealt with this same issue in other states, Canadian provinces. It is one of the biggest challenges that we all face in the wildlife management industry around bighorn sheep, and that is pneumonia. We've talked to you before about locations. We had a significant die-off in Custer State Park a while back, and now we're in the position of bringing it back in the Custer State Park and making some great strides through the efforts of our staff. Not too long ago, we had a pretty significant event occur on the Badlands herd out there as well with some significant die-off. In Hell Canyon, one of our premier units that we do offer licenses for hunting opportunities, and when Andrew will get into that, we were in the process of, we have a capture crew via helicopter to deploy radio collars on bighorn sheep there, and it just happened at the very end of last week going into this last weekend. As they were out there, they did witness and experience and confirm we had multiple sheep coughing and showing signs of lethargic behavior, not doing well. We had the opportunity through our efforts to deploy, I believe it was 22 radio collars on bighorn sheep in that particular area. Many of them were showing signs of coughing. We also did locate a few mortalities as well. We have expedited submitting samples to confirm what we believe it is, and so we're waiting to get final strain results on some of those. We have the radio collars on. We're going to continue to monitor those animals to see if we determine more or additional mortality events in that particular herd. So we're going to be watching that very closely over the next 30 days in particular, based on what our biologists and our staff are seeing, based on the number we would anticipate, but cannot confirm at this time, a significant event, but we're going to watch it closely. So it's not with any great pleasure that I share that news with you, because we've had so many success stories related to bighorn sheep management in South Dakota. We've made great strides. Our efforts to remove shedders, as you've heard some of those conversations before, and we're seeing great progress and success in bringing bighorn sheep numbers back. But unfortunately, we are witnessing something right now that could be a significant mortality event, but we don't know that yet. So we're going to continue to watch that and monitor it over the next 30 days. We will continue to provide you updates. Obviously, we'll provide an update at the April Commission meeting as well. A quick reminder before Andrew gets up here, the April meeting is the meeting where we're going to ask for final action on some of the rule change adjustments, which will be just fine, but then the license allocations. And Andrew will get into this, but that is one of our units where we were going to look at an increased number of licenses, because we did have the number of rams available for some of those unique hunting opportunities, and we want to provide that wonderful experience to our bighorn sheep hunters. So we're going to have to watch this closely, and we will. We're going to learn a lot over the next couple of weeks to the next month, and then we will keep you informed. And as we watch this, we'll figure out what direction we need to go or what actions to take moving forward. I just can't give you the definitive action right now until we learn more over the next month. But so we wanted you all to be aware of that. We're still going to go through the process talking about the action sheets. They're still pertinent, valid. There's no final action this meeting. We'll keep that process moving, and then we will adjust accordingly based on what we learn and what we see over the next month. Madam Chair, I'd certainly try to answer any questions that you folks may have.
Any questions from the commission? Tom, I guess I'll just, you know, it's a tough one, and I'm wondering what conversations have been taking place within the department. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. It's heartbreaking to hear, and there have been some ups and downs with the same thing over the last few years, at least since I've been in this position. Have there been conversations, do we come to a point where we stop putting money into our bighorn sheep? Are those conversations happening?
Madam Chair, we've had those conversations over the years, to be quite honest with you, because of this challenge, right? That being said, we also know what wonderful experience bighorn sheep provide, not only for hunting, but for viewing, photography, seeing, all those types of things, right? We know in Custer State Park, people love to see bighorn sheep up close, and that is one of those places where you have that unique opportunity to do that. And there's some other locations, those of you that are very familiar with the Black Hills. While it's disappointing, there's still a lot of optimism around this. And I say that from the standpoint of the efforts that we have given, the experiences that we have learned from, and the information that we have gathered through our efforts of our staff with this shedder concept that I just spoke to a moment ago about. We have, even though it takes an intensive effort, we have had some great levels of success of removing those quote-unquote shedders that can spread the pneumonia issue to others and actually see success stories of numbers coming back. Custer State Park is no better example than that. It is time intensive, it's staff intensive, resource intensive, but it is one of those very, very unique opportunities, and we're not going to give up on it just yet. It would be easy to do that. There's no question about it. When you look at it from a financial perspective, the time perspective, the resource perspective, will there come a day that we might have to have that conversation again? Maybe. That's fair. But at this point in time, we're not throwing in the towel. We still have other herds within the Black Hills that are doing very well. They're healthy. It's just this challenge of the Movian pneumonia that happens with bighorn sheep management. And that's just something that we're learning to manage with and contend with. So it is a very, very fair question. We're certainly not giving up. I bet you if we would reach out to our bighorn sheep enthusiasts, the adamant answer would be, heck no, we're not giving up, right? And there's more being studied right now. There's more being researched, and hopefully we are going to have additional options that we can use to help combat this particular issue. But until then, we have discovered a means and a ways to help rebound, and we'll continue to try to use that as long as we have the resources available to do it.
Oh, thank you for that. Any other questions? Very good. I appreciate it.
I'm going to turn it over to Andrew Norton, and he'll go into the action sheets, Madam Chair.
Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you. Welcome, and good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I am Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Similar to Chad Switzer, I'd like to welcome our new Commissioner Teal. Looking forward to working with you. So I will apologize in advance. I've got 23 items to go through, so I'm going to try to go through them as fast as possible. I'll probably skip over some details. Hopefully that's welcomed. But unfortunately, there are going to be some details that I will need to go through. So again, I apologize, and I will get right to it. As Director Kirschman alluded to, I will be covering bighorn sheep first, which is agenda item 12A. This is set to be a second reading, so if the commission chooses to take no action, nothing needs to be done. But there was a department recommendation to change this proposal. I won't go through the details of the season because I did that last month when this proposal was approved by the commission. The department recommendation for the change is based on Commissioner Beese's question about the Rapid City herd. We're very closely approaching the number of sheep in that herd that we would open the unit to hunting, which is about 50, a minimum count. We're just under 50, and staff spent a considerable amount of time attempting to find out if we could get access to those sheep. And what I mean by that is the Rapid City herd is primarily on private land, so there's very limited opportunity. This is a unique season, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime license. So if someone so happens to draw this highly coveted license, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's in that Rapid City herd, and it just so happens these rams are on properties where they can't get any access, that person's out of luck. They can never hunt sheep again in their life. And staff again commend them on efforts to get access. They did get access to some private land. Others said no. Others said they would, but at some cost to access those sheep. So ultimately, what we thought was a good compromise to provide that opportunity, if somebody did want to hunt those sheep, would be to simply expand this Hell Canyon unit that Director Kirschman was talking about. So it's not right on this action sheet, but if you turn to, I believe, page 20, you can see that exact change. There's figure 1 and figure 2. So figure 1 would be the current units. We've got 4 bighorn sheep units. They cover most of the sheep range in the state. There is a deadwood herd that's not on there, and we don't have a hunting season. But this unit, BHS, BH4, is the Hell Canyon unit. You can see it's rather large there in the Black Hills. That would be expanded to include all of Pennington County within the Black Hills. Subsequently, that would also include Rapid City and cover both the Hell Canyon herd and the Rapid City herd. So the only change in this proposal, I will remind the commission, the license numbers would be a separate item. That's the next agenda item. That action would be taken next month. I will review those license numbers here today, but no action would be needed on that. So just this proposal, the recommended action would be to expand that unit and then follow through with the original proposal, which was just to increase the cap on the number of licenses. But again, reminder that maximum cap is not the number of licenses that would be recommended. That would occur with administrative action via the tables that you'll see in the subsequent action sheet. So with that, I can take any questions on this recommended change to the proposal to change that unit, essentially remove Black Hills Unit 1 and merge that into the Hell Canyon Unit BH4.
Any questions for Andrew on these changes? Comments? Seeing none.
Madam Chair, so there would be action needed to amend the proposal.
Yep. So we need a motion and a second. Motion to approve by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Locke. And all those in favor to approve, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, it is adopted.
Thank you very much. So this next item, as I mentioned, no action needed. This is just for mainly to get the license recommendations on paper for our public to comment on over the next month. There'll be a lot of numbers, especially with elk, with sheep. There's not too many, but before we got the bad news of the pneumonia outbreak in Hell Canyon, there were growing sheep populations across most of our herds. So the proposal to increase the licenses that Chad Lehman mentioned briefly last month is to go from 3 to 4 licenses in Custer State Park and to go from 4 to 8 in Hell Canyon and keep Elk Mountain and the auction license numbers the same at 3 and 1. That very much so could be changed next month when we learn a lot more about this disease outbreak in Hell Canyon. And there's really two schools of thought on how you would approach something like that. One would be if there could be some hunting opportunity provided before these sheep die. Unfortunately, sometimes that might occur in 30 to 60 days before the season. Again, we're going to learn how quickly that might happen. Alternatively, it might be like Custer State Park, where we've documented pneumonia, but we think it's not a very, very virulent strain, in which case we can just proceed with our typical hunting seasons, as you can see here with the recommendation for 4 licenses. So even though there's a lot of coughing sheep, maybe keep our fingers crossed that mortality would be low and we can proceed as we would have, but certainly will be more discussion and more information next month. And with that, I can take any questions on the license numbers or the population surveys you see on page 19, table 1.
Any questions for Andrew or comments? Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese, Andrew, how much interaction is there with Hell Canyon and Elk Mountain? Do you know how much? It's not very far across country.
Madam Chair?
Between those herds.
So I don't know exactly how much interaction. My understanding is they're separate units, so there would be relatively little interaction, but there certainly is going to be some interaction. And I will see if Chad Lehman, if you're on the call, or Trenton Halfley, or maybe even John Canta, if you're online, might have some more information.
Yes, Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes.
John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with Kingfish and Parks. Yeah, good question, Commissioner Beese. We do see some interchange between those two herds, Elk Mountain and Elk Canyon. Largely, they go south, if I could say, and then back north, so there's kind of a big V between Elk Mountain and Hell Canyon. Typically, that's during the rut or the breeding season when those rams are making forays and looking for ewes. We see some of that interaction. This time of year, I'll say luckily, with the die-off that we're seeing in Elk Canyon, this is the time of year that those sheep are coming in spring, getting ready to lamb and such, and so they're a bit more localized. But we do see some interaction, not year-round, and typically it's during that breeding season.
Any follow-up?
Have we been checking Elk Mountain herd now to see if we're, since this has been detected?
We see some of that interact. This time of year?
Maybe say that again, John. We didn't quite get what you just said.
Yeah, that was odd. I was hearing another John Kent out there. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question? I couldn't hear with that.
Are we checking the Elk Mountain herd now to see if anything's showing up there since we've got it in Hell Canyon?
We will, Commissioner Beats. So, in fact, we have a meeting Tuesday with staff to evaluate additional mortalities if there are in the Hell Canyon herd, and then we'll also talk about monitoring, how we're going to monitor Hell Canyon, and yes, it would be appropriate for us to monitor Elk Mountain as well to see if we do see any spillover, if you will, from one herd to the next.
Any additional questions? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you. Either Andrew or John, do these herds come in contact with domestic herds? Are there domestic herds out there that perhaps are maybe the carriers of the pneumonia that you may be looking at?
Through the chair.
Andrew? Yeah.
John can follow up, but definitely that's the major concern of how this disease is spread and uptaken by herds. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Follow up, yes, please.
Thank you, and I apologize, Commissioner Bartling, again. Is it a mycoplasma pneumonia? I don't know if that's what you call it, Tom. You called it maybe another strain?
Yep. Yes. Madam Chair, so mycoplasma ovi pneumonia.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Very good. Any additional questions or comments? Commissioner White?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So we're voting on the number of licenses that are going to be available for that these different areas, is that correct?
Madam Chair.
At the next meeting. Okay.
Exactly. But this table would be for reference, so
this
the public
is just for reference.
Commissioners can see what we intend to go
just
forward
there'll
with.
Be some, okay, that's what I want to know. Thank you.
Commissioner Teal.
How localized is that Hell's Canyon herd right now from what you're seeing? Is the bulk of the sheep herd in the one area right now, or is there a little buffer zone in some of the groups?
Madam Chair, so again, and John Canta may know more, but I know for sure Trenton Halfley and Chad Lehman were in close coordination with the helicopter crew, and they would have a very good idea of what that distribution was. So if you may, could
please,
answer?
Please, yeah. If they heard us.
I can jump on here quick. Yep. Halfley Regional Director Resources Supervisor here at the Rapid City Office. The herd is pretty localized right now. But the helicopter crew did comment that they've seen about 70 or 80 sheep, which is probably a pretty significant portion of the number of sheep available in that unit. And they were located right around Jewel Cave in the Hell Canyon area. So not terribly distributed across the landscape. We did have staff out also looking into some other areas where we've encountered sheep in wintertime from that herd and did not see sheep in those areas. So we do believe that they're pretty localized at this point, but we've just found this out in the last 4 or 5 days here. So we've still got a lot of work to do to figure out where we're at.
Follow up? You good? Any other questions, comments? All right. Seeing none. Very good. Sad news. We've got a lot to think about over the next month or so. So thank you for your work. I know you're going to